Hello everyone, my name is Huck, and welcome to episode 3 of What's Rumbling, the weekly show where I talk about volcano-related topics around the world. Sorry for not posting the last few weeks, I had some stuff come up. Anyway, let's have a look at the news. Just like last episode, 46 volcanoes are currently erupting around the world. The Eldvarp-Svartsengi volcano continues to erupt, sending lava south toward Hagafell Mountain and Grindavik. Scientists are currently tracking a large plume of toxic gas created by Eldvarp-Svartsengi as it travels across Europe, which could possibly affect the ozone layer. On April 17th, Indonesia's Mount Ruang erupted for the third time this week, shooting ash 70,000 feet into the air. The volcanic island, part of the Sangihe Islands, is located off the northern tip of the island of Sulawesi, one of the northernmost islands of Indonesia. Due to fears that the eruption could cause Mount Ruang to collapse and create a tsunami, as it has done before in 1871, thousands of people who live near the volcano have been evacuated, including the 800 residents of Laang Padahe, the main village of Ruang Island. Going over the timeline of events, activity began on April 10th with a noted increase in the number of earthquakes between the 10th and the 15th. On April 16th, a phreatic eruption, an eruption caused by the explosive interaction between water and magma, occurred, sending white plumes 1,640 feet into the air. Phreatic eruptions continued throughout the day, increasing in violence. One of these explosions produced an ash cloud 4,000 feet high. At 6 p.m., a series of intermittent magmatic eruptions began that, over the course of a few hours, occurred so frequently that a sustained 4,421-foot eruption column was created, throwing lava bombs over 300 feet away from the summit and setting a lava flow 1 mile down to the sea. Around midnight, the biggest event of the eruption so far occurred, with Mount Ruang producing pyroclastic flows that traveled down its southeast and northwest sides, wiping out much of the vegetation in that area. On April 17th at 7:40 p.m., a lava dome, which had been built up during the eruption, broke away, releasing the built-up pressure beneath it, creating a huge ash column that reached up to 69,000 feet. As the eruption continued, pyroclastic flows formed that began traveling across almost the entire island, destroying everything in their path. Due to the amount of ash being ejected from Mount Ruang, volcanic lightning was created, with lightning strikes happening every few seconds, leading to a chaotic scene to anyone who is on the nearby islands. Along with the ash cloud, a 6,600-foot-tall lava fountain erupted, rising high above the crater wall of Mount Ruang. This eruption lasted a total of 2 hours. As of April 19th, Mount Ruang is still erupting, but has quieted down significantly, and has the potential to produce more explosive eruptions in the future. That just about wraps up everything I want to talk about today. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of What's Rumbling, and if you did, make sure to follow for more news and information on volcanoes around the world.